Jane will make it flip into the screen too.
And welcome to the WAN Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful Hello. Friday afternoon, which is why it I am inside. That's right. Inside
2020
talking technology. It's going to be fantastic. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? You know, people getting canceled left and right. You know, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking a little bit about cancel culture on internet platforms. So it's going to get spicy today, ladies and gentlemen. We're also going to be talking about this, the rumored Ryzen Threadripper 3995WX that was spotted. The whole new socket and chipset. They're going to be taking on the Xeon W, allegedly.
Allegedly. Mexico has approved a law that is very directly against the right to repair. We will talk about that shortly. It's pretty lame. Rough. Also, Thunderbolt 4.
Which
that's
is
all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Intro time.
With one more.
Let's roll that intro. Womp. Oh, man. I forgot to put the sponsor lower thirds in the right spot. Dang it. That's fine. I'm just going to YOLO it. I'm going to go full YOLO. How many times do you live, Luke?
Once.
That's what I thought.
I mean, unless your heart stops and then you're brought back.
But that's...
You can be deemed dead.
Okay, that's still only one time, though. It was just on pause.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
You're leaning out of the frame again. All right. So why don't we jump right into our headline topic today? And this was actually inspired by my usual sort of, hey, I've got 6 minutes with nothing to do. I love it. I'm going to creep other YouTubers on Social Blade pastime. And I fired up Philip DeFranco over on Social Blade, and I discovered that... here, let's go ahead and pop my display capture on over here. I discovered that he only had 1 billion video views, and I was like, what? That doesn't sound right. 1 billion views? You gotta be kidding me. So then I was scrolling, I was like, look at that. He got 750,000 views that day. He got 900,000 views that day. He got -1.88 billion views on June the 24th. Okay, so there...
That's amazing.
Yeah, right? So there are a number
It's just YouTube correction. Don't worry, it's just... Just a standard YouTube correction.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
So there are a number of reasons that views can disappear as tracked on Social Blade, which basically just pulls data from the YouTube API, which is exactly where the view totals that are on your YouTube channel come from. So there are a handful of reasons they can go away. One reason they might go away is YouTube just doing sort of standard auditing of views and finding that, oh, you know, after further investigation, you know, we don't think that 6 seconds towards the second half of the video where they actually skipped everything else, we don't think that constitutes a view anymore. So they'll do these audits and they'll change their policies as to what exactly constitutes a view. And sometimes you'll see these 1 day corrections one way or the other. Other reasons that you can see adjustments to view counts are things like viewbotting. So if Phil viewbotted 2/3 of his overall viewership over the last 12 years or however long he's been active on the platform, 14 years, holy smokes, 14 years. If that were the case, then, you know, I guess that's they finally got him. We got him, ladies and gentlemen. So that ain't it. The other main reason that you'll see a big reduction in views is if a creator privates or deletes some portion of their back catalog. So we ran into this a little while ago when Lou from Unbox Therapy, which we discussed before, removed some videos on his channel around that whole launch of the Later case, where he uploaded an explainer as to why he deleted these particular videos, which happened to be about a case that shared some similarities with his Later case. So it was pretty easy to tell that a video had been deleted, even if it's quite a manual process to go back and figure out which ones. Now, as for what went on with Phil's channel today, I tried to post on r/out of the loop because I thought that that's like a natural enough thing to do. I didn't see anything on there about it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to post on r/out of the loop. I use it all the time. It's great. And apparently my post did not meet the guidelines, didn't give me any particular reason for it. It's just like, nope. And I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go to a website where I control the site and I'm gonna ask there. So I posted on Linus Tech Tips forum. hey guys, does anyone know why Phil DeFranco deleted 2 billion views worth of videos? Yabio Star, thank you for the utterly useless response. Good job. Vegetable Stew says, hey, Reddit's pretty curious too. One leading theory / observation is that he privated every video prior to 2017. How interesting.
Would that have been his discovery?
So that was one of the speculations, that was something that was speculated on Reddit. So Zeus the Moose, who is a proud member of the Parrot Gang, over here on the forum, posted that. And then Fake NSA, also a proud member of the Parrot Gang here, posted that it's confirmed all videos prior to 2017 have been removed from the channel. Whew. I don't actually know him personally, otherwise I would just ask him what's going on. But I think there is a fairly safe guess. I think there's a pretty good guess as to what exactly is shake-a-lakin over here. It's funny. I was on a call with my YouTube rep actually earlier this week, and you know how there's been just like a ton of scandal and drama on Twitch right now, in the Smash community right now. That's a very unintentional pun.
Wow.
And bye. I'm back. I'm good. I'm recovered. Anyway, so there's been a ton of drama and turmoil in those particular communities. On Twitch right now, you've got, you know, Alinity talking about how she's been pushed to the point of suicidal thoughts. You've got PewDiePie responding in a video that he doesn't feel bad for her. You've got everything is crazy right now. So anyway, there was the whole Mixer thing that went down where the management was accused of basically like systemic racism. All right.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a whole thing. And I actually don't know if Microsoft ever responded to that, because like, what would they say other than, yeah, we terminated everything at this point, right?
We cut all ties, so luckily that's handled.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm on the phone with my YouTube rep, and I'm like, yeah, it's like, it's sure a good thing that, you guys have mostly escaped notice over the last little bit. Like, I was like, yeah, you guys haven't really had any really bad scandals. And then my rep makes an offhand remark. He's like, oh, I guess you haven't seen like the Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star thing that's going on right now. And also Jenna Marbles like deleted her channel. And I'm like, oh, never mind.
That's not internal, though. That's not YouTube themselves. No. That's content creators on YouTube. No. That's very different.
But, I mean, you look at what happened with the whole Dr. Disrespect thing. It's not like my best guess at what's going on there is Twitch through some... Okay, it's hard to say. And it may come out that there's some other reason for it. So I'm not, I'm not... in indelible ink, etching this theory into stone or anything like that. I just think the timing is really suspect around the gigantic contract they signed with him, around the pushback on Twitch for holding its creators more accountable and cleaning up its image and taking care of those two things in one fell stroke, swoop, one, whatever, in one go, two birds, same, one stone. So anyway, I guess the question that this all sort of brings up. So, right. So the theory as to why Phil might have deleted basically every, I mean, did you say there's one video that's still there from pre-2017 or something
from
like that?
7 years ago.
From yeah. 7 years ago. What video
so
is this?
So there's one video called The Nation Decides 2012 Live at the DNC Day 3. Maybe that's 24,000 views from 7 years ago.
Maybe he just missed it.
If you click on it, it says this live stream recording is not available.
Oh,
but
I see.
You can still load it. You can see the like to dislike. You can see the description with all the links under it, all that kind of stuff. But no comments, and the video is not available. So maybe it's because of, like, maybe live streaming back then was super odd or something.
That could
and
be.
And he, like, can't get rid of it for some reason. I don't know. But it's still sort of there.
Okay. Sort of. So you've got Jenna Marbles basically retreating from the platform over some of her older content. You've got, it looks like Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star both in extremely hot water over some of their earlier edgy content. And I'm using the term edgy just as a blanket term to describe anything that at one point might have been deemed acceptable. I mean, clearly it was, because these are people that have not faced this backlash yeah. before, and is clearly not currently acceptable because they are being canceled over it or compelled to get rid of their channels and stop uploading videos over them or delete their videos or whatever the case may be. I mean, do you think that's a pretty good theory as to why Phil might delete his old... Like, I've followed his career, but I've never actually watched the videos, if that makes sense. Like, since the early days of SourceFed, I've just been like, oh, wow, like, this is a guy who's out there trying to turn YouTube into a business. Like, that's what I'm trying to do, too. So I've kind of, like, paid attention.
Definitely always known about him. Haven't watched a ton of his content. But the fact that he reports his opinions on the news... It might have just been a strategic, like, I don't even know what I said in all of this stuff because I've released so much content. Let's just wipe it all out. There's no real major reason for anyone to watch it now anyways because it's not
current news.
So let's just axe all of this stuff and move on. I mean, he had, if I remember correctly, his, like, original content on the site was, like, black and white.
That wouldn't even surprise me. I mean,
like, it's been so long, and the hardware that people had when they started doing YouTube was usually, like, your dad's or your grandpa's, like, old camcorder. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure his original stuff was in black and white. So, like, we can probably let those things go. Like, I don't think he, like, hurt anyone by taking this content down. And he might have saved himself from maybe a side comment or something that he might not even agree with anymore. So, yeah, maybe not a terrible idea. I know there's some people that even have, like, Twitter tie-ins that delete all of their tweets once they're, like, a month old or something like that. They just cut them right off. It's interesting.
Interesting. The Philly D channel is also completely empty.
Was that, like, a number two channel thing or something?
I believe
like
so.
That?
There's one video left there that is called It's Time to Say Goodbye, which was, I think, when he left wherever. Can't remember. Hold on. My kids don't know how to close doors. One sec. And we good. They've got a whole home that's entirely full of only doors, and they don't know how to close them. Sorry. Carry on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Philly D channel was.
Well, there's no way to know now, is there?
Well, his last video there might kind of explain it. But yeah, I don't know. I think this, like, cleansing and purging of your online image is going to become the norm, in my opinion.
So let's talk about it. Should I nuke the back catalog? We have definitely done some stuff that would not be considered cool.
Probably.
Today. I mean, I'm pretty sure you and I have both sexually harassed each other on camera.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. There might be a, you might be able to lean on a relationship clause there.
Ed grabbed my butt once at work.
Did you mind?
That was all right.
I guess that's not, see, I don't know. Like if they know it's okay, it's fine, right?
He didn't check first.
Consenting adults. Okay. All right. Cancel Ed. I don't know. Like there's I don't know. I don't know what there is. That's like we're looking at Philip DeFranco's thing.
Yeah.
He's been making content for longer than you have. He's been obviously
14 considering years that almost.
Clause. He's been making content for much longer than I have. I have no idea what I said in a video from 7 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, and you've done some like kind of edgy stuff. Like, do you remember that video we did, How to Hide Your Pornography? Where like intentionally, you know, every other word out of your mouth was some kind of innuendo and the visuals were extremely suggestive.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, maybe that
and
seemed...
That was technically played to everyone. So I don't know, maybe that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here, why don't we just open up to our viewers? Like, the thing is, for me too, like between the Linus Tech Tips channel, where, hold on a second, like let's just do a quick informal count here. Linus Tech Tips has 5,039 videos on it.
Philip DeFranco's only has below 800 now.
Now, out of, you know, out of those 5,000, not all of them even have me in it. Like, for example, ones where Luke hosted, but I would say a good more than 4,000 of them are hosted by me. So then we've got TechWiki, where I probably host a good 2/3 of the 769 videos. Nice. We've got TechLinked, where I've probably hosted about half of the, maybe a third of the 348. You know, like, I just have no idea what's out there. I have seen people put together, like, mashup clips of me saying or doing just the most ridiculous things that I do not recall. Like I
that
feel
was the
like
the single most boring thing ever.
Yeah, I feel like if I was to be if I was to have to issue some kind of, you know, testimonial or be, you know, cross-examined based on my YouTube upload history, I'd have to just go full Jeff Sessions, you know. I do not recall.
How do you like yeah. How do you defend yourself from so long ago that like most of the cells in your body have been replaced?
Yeah, and to be clear, like, I'm not saying that is a defense. You know, if you did something wrong, then you should probably apologize for it at some point. I definitely
for sure.
believe in that.
Yeah.
But if I didn't realize it was so bad and I have completely forgotten about it, then odds are I haven't apologized for it. I got called out a little while ago for something that happened on the WAN show like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was making fun of you for your dyslexia and someone was very upset because they suffered from dyslexia and they were like, that was, you know, really inconsiderate. And I was like, okay, fair point. But like the counter argument to that is that mine and Luke's relationship is such that we are just trying to say the most hurtful possible thing to each other. And in those moments, it's just very easy to go after whatever is the most obvious defect that the other happens to be saddled with.
Yeah. And there's maybe something to be argued there where like that should maybe be cooled when you're like on a stream to other people.
Oh, definitely.
But like, you obviously know I have absolutely no issue with it and I would probably be displeased if it stopped because then I couldn't do the same thing back.
Yep. I mean, don't worry. Your belly and your dyslexia and your eyesight and your cheapness and
it's okay, you're old.
I'm gonna die first. Actually, maybe not. Because tall people tend to live shorter lives.
Maybe you'll make it. It's okay, at least I'm not short. Or small.
The amount of pleasure this guy would take from like storing bins and stuff on the top of shelves and like me needing to get a ladder or him needing to get it down for me. Like,
he had a ladder.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's still emasculating to have to go get it and use it.
Yeah. You know, if my girlfriend wants to hide something from me in the fridge, she'll just put it in the bottom. Because I can't see it. So I would have to like full crouch to get there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm not even like that tall either. This is a problem for a lot of people. Okay.
Anyway, I it's one of those things where I look at and I go, you know, fortunately, I've never relied on that, you know, sort of that kind of shock humor. Like I was, what's her name? The Canadian YouTuber, Lily Singh. Lily Singh was trending on Twitter the other day. And every time I see a name that I recognize, I'll just be like, oh, I wonder if it's positive. And it's not. And so people were really upset with her over cultural appropriation stuff or something. I don't know. I never followed her content, so I didn't really know what they were talking about. But I was like, oh, okay, so people are mad about that. And fortunately, I never really rode that wave of like, you know, edgy comedy. So I doubt there's, you know, unless people are offended over the, you know, wanton destruction of keyboards or other computer hardware, I really doubt that there's anything that bad back there.
We've had like, I haven't heard this term in a long time, but like, what do you even call it? Like toilet humor, potty humor,
toilet humor. Yeah. You've never heard the term toilet humor?
No, I it's not that I haven't heard it. I don't think it's used that often anymore. But like, we've had a lot of that over the years. Hence the how to hide your
stuff. Your stuff, how to hide your things and stuff. And
how to hide your data.
Your homework folder.
Yeah. Your pictures of dogs. I don't know.
Honey, not now, sweetheart. I'm live. You got to go talk to mommy. Oh, for crying out loud, I got to close this door again.
I'm just scrolling through.
Sorry, one sec. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. I'm scrolling through the Linus Tech Tips videos and just looking at like the thumbnails and looking at the titles. I can't show you guys these, so I'm sending them to Linus. We'll see if he wants to forward them forward or not. Forward them forward. Oh my. Yeah. They get pretty potty humor, but I don't know. I feel like we weren't that bad. There's something to be said for like the scientific method of approaching social situations. Like you might not. No worries.
Where are you scrolling
down?
I've sent you
some screenshots.
Oh,
of
no.
Some wonderful things that I've ran into while just scrolling through the Linus Tech Tips backlog of like thumbnails.
Oh yeah. Wow. This is like, hold on a second. Wow. Yeah. I don't know if we would do this one again these days. My favorite compact console killer. So this thumbnail has a banana for scale. That's not great. What else we got here? Like, I mean, I don't think any of that is, again, though, I don't even know what the standards are. Reimagining the PC case. Yeah, this one seems worse.
I think
to me.
So.
I don't actually know what the rules are, but that doesn't seem great.
Yeah. I don't even remember, like I have no memory of that.
I have no memory of that either. I don't know what's so bad about this one. 6 million subs.
Just the phrasing of the title.
None matter. That one I could probably get away with still, but yeah, the paying attention to the grommet one is probably not the best thing ever.
Yeah. Again, I have literally no memory of it. And that's just like a screenshot from a video where I maybe was just showing
where the cables like black go on through,
black, where it goes through.
It's also, I might have also, there was a solid chance that it was very intentional.
Likely that was intentional. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And the problem is that the rules keep changing, you know? So just because that is probably still getaway-withable now doesn't mean that...
it will necessarily be in the future. That's I was starting to get into this while you were gone, but like the scientific sexual does not equal offensive. I agree.
Yeah, but we're not the ones making the rules.
Yeah. So there's yeah, what I was trying to get into was like the scientific method of social acceptedness, where like... there's maybe something that you do or have an opinion on because it's kind of easy and it's what everyone around you is thinking and you don't really think too much about it.
Yeah.
And then you receive more information later on in life.
Yeah.
And it opens your mind up a little bit and you go, oh, okay, that was wrong. I'm now shifting my views on this and my actions on this, whatever. And I will now act appropriately in this way. That's a fairly standard way that I think people should operate in order to grow as humans. But diving back super, super far into someone's history and picking these things out is kind of counter to that. And that seems bad.
And the really dangerous thing is that the intent doesn't seem to matter. One of the only times that I ever legitimately had it wasn't like a cancel moment, because I don't think canceling was such a prominent thing yet. But one of the only times that I ever had like significant backlash on social media outside of just, you know, the comments on a particular video where people thought we did a bad job of measuring the thermals of a case or whatever, like a cultural criticism, was on the one where we covered the Amazon Go store. So I went down and I decided, and in retrospect, I don't care. I stand behind it because I actually don't care. In retrospect, if I had wanted to avoid controversy, I would have said we bought sanitary pads, or we shoplifted. I don't forget. We stole sanitary pads from the Amazon Go store. That would have been my title instead of we stole tampons from the Amazon Go store, because it created this this backlash because I was so misogynistic that I didn't know the difference between pads and tampons. And what actually happened was I thought tampon was a better keyword because pad could be anything. There's lots of things that are pads, and if I wanted the best possible related video linkage, I wanted to use something that was much more clearly understood from one language to another one. Not all of our viewers are English first language, for example. So I decided on tampons. The reason that I didn't just buy tampons when I was in the store was because I wanted something that would be, for at risk of giving far too much information, something that would be useful for a member of my family who might need them. And I happen to know, not only do I know the difference between them, I just like actually know the right one. And there, a lot of people were like never really bothered to understand what the intent of that piece of content was. All they heard was what they wanted to hear, which was a tech bro being misogynistic. But what was actually happening in the intro to that...
Or uninformed, more accurately, I would... Well, I understand. That's what they went after you for sure. But that's not...
Well, there was also the intro of the video. So in the intro of the video, my setup for our coverage of the Amazon Go store is that, you know, you have to go buy something that's so unspeakable that you don't want to talk to or see another human being the whole time you're shopping. So this is perfect for that. And it was that your significant other is having a feminine emergency. What was actually happening was I was mocking people who see it that way, because to me, it's just a roll of cotton or a pad of cotton or whatever they're made of. I actually, like, I don't care about that. I don't need to get into the technology of them. But to me, it's not a big deal to like go pick up some pads or tampons or whatever. And so I was mocking that sort of that ew, icky, like fear of them that some people seem to have.
He was on your side.
And that's like, that's exactly it. There was another dumb period on Twitter a little while ago, pun intended, where what happened was I was getting I was getting criticized for a poorly worded, but, you know, generally supportive message that I sent out. And I ended up in an exchange with someone over it where I basically went like, look, this is friendly fire at this point. And they're like, well, basically, in summary, I'm paraphrasing, but they basically said, well, allies that are doing it wrong are just as destructive as enemies. And I'm like, well, then I have nothing else to say, really. Because yeah. How can you possibly reason with that kind of mentality? I don't know. I don't understand it. Like, at that point, you go, okay, well, you know, let's educate. But instead, if you just attack and spew poison, then it really doesn't create any kind of positive outcome for anybody.
It's much easier and more productive to train a dog through positivity.
And I'm nothing if not a dog, you know? Dog? Sup, dog? I don't know.
I'm saying, seriously, like, it's relatively hard to sway someone. To sway someone's, like, genuine opinion and feelings and actions through just, like, pointing a finger in their face and being like, screw you.
So, in summary, I was never considering deleting the videos.
But it was a
good discussion. I wanted to have this discussion there.
This is entirely off topic, but I sent you a screenshot of I don't remember how I got there, but I was searching something in my email and this email thread came up, and it was an email thread between my mom and I don't remember a time where my mom and I emailed each other. I thought we always hit each other up on instant messagey type things. But I think this was Computex 2013, and it was just really cute. Western Digital, a hard drive company. We're just talking about old videos, and I thought about it.
Thanks, Mom, for helping with the insurance and comments about the videos. Smiley face. A few of the videos that have gone out were more of my A content. Some of the ones that are still to be released won't be as good, but right now the like-dislike ratio is very strong, so I'm quite happy. Today was awesome. I had dinner with an engineer from Western Digital, parentheses, hard drive company, and it was very interesting talking to him about future storage technologies that are currently in R&D. Very hush-hush talk, but very cool. Nerd.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I no. felt very old reading that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, man, I remember that Computex. No kidding, some of the videos were not our A content. So nobody who worked on that project is still at WD, so I feel pretty safe talking about this. But our deal with them for that show was that they sponsored it. It was a pretty big sponsorship deal for us at the time because it was enough for us to fly overseas and create content at Computex for a week. But the problem was that we'd never been to Computex before. We had no idea how much of it was just like samey, ugly computer cases. And problem number two was that part of the deal was that we had to create a video at WD's booth every day for the entire show. So we ended up with like...
That was on you. And
okay, I was doing my best, Luke. Okay. Did the company survive?
No. I had to do those videos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I remember I felt like slightly shafted because I got all the like Junko booths and I had to like do a lot of the reconnaissance type content. But then every time I like was started to feel bad for myself, I was like, he has to make videos at WD every day. I have no idea what I would do.
I mean, one of the videos was just about the like model of a race car that they had in the booth, and get this, oh, it was the most horrible thing ever, because even though we were working with like I don't think she was VP level, but she was at least, I'm pretty sure she was like director level, so even though our handler was like pretty high up at WD, initially we couldn't even get permission to sit in it, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me here, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to make a video about it? I can't even like ride in it. Like what? Oh no, yeah. Please. Yeah. No. Oh man, I can't wait until I retire, because that is when I'm gonna finally do. I'm gonna do like a 12-hour stream, and I'm gonna talk about like every stupid sponsor request I ever had, or like just every weird interaction.
By the way, when I was scrolling through for those three thumbnails I sent you,
yeah,
I saw quite a few thumbnails that I remembered and was just like, oh, yep, yep, that hurt. I remember that.
Yep. All right. Why don't we move on to one of our more tech-related topics today? So this was posted by Métis on the forums. The original article here is from Tech Power Up, but apparently the original leak is from the Chip Hell forums. Let's have a quick boo at this here. Oh, would you look at that? This is pretty believable looking. AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro. We haven't seen that before, ladies and gentlemen. Threadripper Pro 3995WX. And the first note on this topic is, yes, it's another CPU topic, courtesy of Anthony. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Anthony.
Why don't you walk us through it,
Luke? I just prefer GPU topics, okay?
I know you want to talk about this. I know you want to. Hit me up.
Yeah, there's four processors. One of them has 64 cores, 128 threads. That's fun. None of you are going to buy it. That's cool. It is called a 3995WX. There's a 3975WX, 32 cores, 64 threads, 3.5 gigahertz base. That's really fast for that many cores. 4.2 gigahertz boost, 144 megabytes of cache. 3955WX, 16 cores, 32 threads, 3.9 gigahertz base.
Okay, I'm bored.
4.3 gigahertz boost.
You made your point. You made your point. Okay, so the main thing here is that the difference between the existing EPYC processors, so these are their server chips, and Threadripper is not in the core counts. They've got similar core counts, but EPYC tends to run at a lower clock speed for better power efficiency and has support for 8-channel memory, as well as up to 2 terabytes. Is it 2 or 4? I think it might actually be 4 terabytes. Of memory for a single chip. Threadripper third gen, by contrast, supports quad channel memory and up to, well, it's not strictly speaking limited to 256 gigs, but in practical terms, it's limited because you can only hook up 8 slots to it and you can only get unbuffered ECC memory in up to 32 gig DIMMs. So the problem is that EPYC doesn't have the bursty, like, single-threaded horses and might not turbo as high, and it's not overclockable, okay? So it's not as good for a high-end workstation. And Threadripper can't have the memory capacity that some people need. Like, for example, when we were working on our PC Pro, which was intended to be, like, our Mac Pro killer machine, we ended up going EPYC because we felt like we were going to get called out if we went Threadripper and we were limited to only 256 gigs of RAM when the Mac Pro can have up to 1.5 terabytes. We ended up giving up some performance there. I mean, not so much that it didn't still run circles around the Mac Pro, but we would have definitely rather gone with, you know, a 32-core overclocked Threadripper if we were able to. It is alleged that these will come on a new socket, STWX8, with the 8 instead of STRX4, which is what the current Threadrippers are on, denoting the number of memory channels. And AMD will reportedly position the new chips towards professional studios, designers, engineers, and data scientists. So they will use registered ECC memory, which is available in capacities of up to, I think, can you get 256 gig DIMMs? Can't remember. Don't quote me on that. I'm going to try and find out. Blah, blah, blah. Samsung shows off 256 gig registered DIMM. Okay, I don't know. I can't look for that right now, and I don't care. Yeah, here's a crucial load reduced DIMM. Well, I just mean it's one of those. Okay, I don't mean I don't care. I'm curious. But it's like, it's one of those things that's like, well, I'm never going to buy one. Like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
512, no, 16 by 32 gigs. I can't tell if this is a kit or if it's blah, 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 module. Oh, yeah, no, it looks like, I think you can get up to 512 gig modules, it looks like. Registered to memory module. Yeah, don't quote me on that. I'm sure the chat's like, actually. And so thank you for that very much, guys. So I don't know. I guess this is pretty neat. The original Threadripper will be repositioned to, oh, get this, enthusiast gamers, streamers, and editors. Okay, in fairness, editing is actually a great use case for these. Our new workstations are Threadripper, and as far as I know, the editing staff is really happy with them as an upgrade for our old 10-core Extreme Editions, so that's pretty sweet.
My girlfriend is looking to upgrade her computer because I guess my old 2600K and 780 aren't good enough for streaming anymore.
So are you going to upgrade then? So that she can have a hand-me-down? You should be like, look, hon, this is how, you know what? Like, I wasn't going to upgrade. I didn't want to spend the money, but like, you need a new computer and like, we can't afford, you know, two new computers at once. So this way, you know, I can get the new computer because, you know, I need it for work. And that's how I'm getting, that's how I'm getting the big fat discount, you know? So if I told Linus, look, like I'm, you know, I need this hardware, but like, it's for you. He might not like that. You know, or whatever. And then you can have my old one. So it's like kind of like two for one.
Nice.
You Except think it'll work? She's not that
everything
stupid.
In this computer is LMGs.
She can borrow it. It's fine. I don't actually nice. Okay. care. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's I mean, chill. It's chill.
We don't want it back.
If he tries to blame me for not wanting to share with you, that's like totally not a thing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, that does kind of simplify that whole problem.
Yeah. You're basically part of the LMG family as far as I'm concerned. All right.
Wait, so now I have to buy a new computer? Wait, hold on. What just happened? I'm suddenly not okay with this. Okay. All right. Maybe
you just got played.
Maybe in a little bit. We'll see. When the new stuff comes out, then I'll buy the slightly older stuff. Big brain.
All right, we got a couple sponsor messages.
My phone is starting to get a little old.
Is that that's a Pixel 2 XL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you're going to be sniffing around for a phone we're done with soon enough. The problem is, like, I haven't even...
Probably not.
I want to use the Fold, but there's, like, weird app incompatibility issues that have prevented me from daily driving it. So I'm still on the Note 9. Like, I cannot come up with a justification. I'm not going to... I refuse. I am going to wait out this completely ridiculous notch bullet
stuff.
Hole
That's kind of what I'm doing.
Display thing. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have a hole in the display. It's so unnecessary and stupid. And people are like, you can turn it off. Well, the issue is that the notch was like sort of turn offable. The bullet hole, the exit wound, is not. And the reason... The reason is that when you've got the hole like down here and you've got this little sliver of display above it for no reason, because it serves no functional purpose whatsoever. It's this tiny amount of display so you can have a hole in the display. Why this was a design goal? Why we engineered a solution to this problem? I cannot imagine. But anyway, it means that if you do turn off the notch, so to speak, you get a gigantic forehead that's more five head sized. And the crazy thing is Note 9, okay? 2-year-old phone, pretty small forehead, has an iris scanner, decent amplified speaker in it, front-facing camera, basically everything you need. I get angry, Luke.
Yeah.
I get angry.
I would be perfect. I have one weird bug where sometimes when I answer the phone, my screen will not turn on no matter what until the other person hangs up. Super annoying.
That's weird.
Especially annoying when you get called from like scam calls and you press like accept call and the screen just goes black and then you can't hang up until your phone runs out of power or the other side hangs up.
That's the only
two ways I can do it. Or the like force restart thing, but I always forget the combo, so I just have to Google it. But then, and the other issue is just minor battery life. But now that I don't go anywhere, it's a bit less of an issue.
All right, let's do some sponsor spots. They are not a sponsor today. Oops. Oops. I did not put the sponsor spots on here. I totally forgot about that.
Can we just start doing one while you set it up?
Hold on. I got this. Hey, Squarespace. We use Squarespace. No joke. We use it. Both LinusMediaGroup.com and LTXExpo.com were built quickly using Squarespace. If you haven't heard of it already, really? You haven't heard of Squarespace. They did a Super Bowl ad, okay? Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Wait, no, I'm not allowed to say that anymore. It's like a six-year-old slogan. With Squarespace, you can choose from tons of different templates. Just find the one that makes the most sense for you and run with it. You can like set up a web store and sell stuff online. You can create a portfolio for your photography business. It's freaking awesome. And if you have trouble with it, Squarespace offers webinars, a full series of help guides, and you can even contact their support team 24/7 to help you build your SIT. And I'm sure that the business team meant site because that makes a lot more sense. Head to squarespace.com/when and get 10% off today. We're going to have that linked in the video description. The show is also brought to you by not that. One of these days, we're going to be a professional podcast. Honey.
I don't think so.
Honey is the free shopping tool that finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online at sites like Amazon, eBay, Newegg, Razor, Best Buy, Walmart, and more. Those of you who downloaded Honey from our link saved over $100,000 in the past few months. We actually shot a new promo spot for Honey earlier this week that I think is, James did a really good job of both having it not take too long, but be really good and really attention grabbing. Where it's kind of an interesting thing. If you watch a lot of YouTube and you watch a lot of Linus Tech Tips, you'll probably notice that even when you're watching on other channels, ads on the platform itself, like YouTube ads themselves that are hosted by me, might have made their way through to you. So there's that Pulseway one. I've done spots for Honey in the past. And we shot a new one of those spots. We've been kind of practicing them, kind of trying to get better at them. And I think this new one is really good. And why not, you know, we want to do a good job of them because like Honey's pretty good stuff. Like they don't charge you anything. They just get a small commission from the sites where Honey saves you money. It works at over 30,000 stores. It's free to use. It installs in just two clicks. And did I mention it's free? So go to joinhoney.com/Linus and start saving money today. What was I going to say about that promo spot that we did? Right. So one of the reasons that we want to practice getting better at these promo spots is, get this, I want to actually start doing LTTstore.com, I want to start doing LTTstore.com ads and just like pay to have them run on just like random other YouTube videos, lulz.
Could you target this... People are gonna hate me. Could you target like computer hardware tech review videos?
It would be so funny.
Your merch ads show up on like other tech creators' videos that have their own merch ads in them.
It might be one of those things that's just like I don't know. I have no idea what the ROI is.
You
it's so funny.
Do that campaign and make a shirt that is like the LTT store versus the tech community. And make that like the promo that the ad runs for.
I mean, I don't want it to be too adversarial here, but
no, start a war.
Like, it's one of those things where
you want more views in the tech community, you need more drama, okay?
Even though I'm so reliant on YouTube ads on you, like Google ads on YouTube for my living, I actually know almost nothing about their efficacy. Like, it's quite possible that it makes a ton of sense to run, you know, ads for the Linus Tech Tips water bottle, you know, on a Bitwit video or whatever. I don't know. Maybe we'd sell way more water bottles than on our own channel. Who knows? But we're using creating these spots for sponsors to kind of practice them and get better at them. And I think we're going to actually create some for ourselves.
What if you try to buy
now?
What if you try to buy the baked in ad spots on other tech creators' channels?
I've thought about
it. Have their own merch stores.
So I've thought about it. I mean, the worst they can say is like no.
No.
Right? Because like these are people I know, obviously, but we have an upcoming product that I do intend to do it for.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page, and I think that makes a lot of sense.
It's the secret one, though, not the one we've tweeted like pages of.
I don't think I've seen tweets of this one.
Okay.
I think
okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Can I send it to you on Discord?
Is that safe? For sure. So we've set aside a very significant, we've set aside a very significant budget for sponsoring other creators to promo this thing. And like, they might just say no. They might just be like, that's ridiculous, Linus. I'm not gonna promo LTTstore.com in my videos. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. I get it. But I mean, the thing is, if I'm gonna go out there and tell, you know, advertisers, hey, you should do influencer marketing, right? Like you should pay me to inform people about your products and services. I mean, if I didn't drink my own Kool-Aid a little bit, then that comes across kind of hypocritical, doesn't it? So I decided that for this particular launch, it's going to be a really big launch for us. Project has been a long time in the making. I want to do it. I want to just like spend six figures. That's actually what I have put aside. And, you know, hey, do some influencer marketing.
It's pretty cool. I want one. Like that's one of the things where like, it feels, even though it won't be.
Yeah.
It feels like one of those kind of unobtainium things.
Yeah.
Where like, I think it's going to be so legendary that I'm going to want to have one just because like, I feel like I would be missing something from like, I can't get into it too much without like either way overhyping or spoiling. So I just won't. But like, yeah, it's going to be a big deal.
I'm excited.
A lot of you are
going
to want one.
You know what else I'm excited for? Our last sponsor spot. Display.
Okay.
Wait, is that, I really, really should have gotten this together before the show, but that's okay. There we go.
Displayed is this magnet mounted metal print.
It sure is. It's durable because it's metal, and you don't need any power tools because it's magnetic. Were you not paying attention to what we already said? They've got over 800,000 different art spanning a bunch of different styles and influences, and it has easy magnetic mounting. Obviously, because if you're going to make it magnetic, why wouldn't you mount it with magnets? So there's no holes in the wall because it's magnets. And it's replaceable because it's magnets. Guys, it's magnets. How many times do I have to say it's magnetic? They plant one tree for every display purchased, and we even have our own line of displates at displate.com/LinusTechTips. So why wait? Get your own display and have beautiful art on your walls that's easily replaceable and adjustable, and did I mention it's magnetic? By going over to lmg.gg/displaywhen. You can save 15% with our offer code. All right. We actually have so many news items today that are really well fleshed out. Like, I don't know why everyone wanted to do such a good job today. Seems to be all Anthony and Nicholas, actually. So maybe it's... Okay, yeah. Wow. How long did they spend on this today? Okay, I got to yell at them for spending too long.
Seems like a long time. It's a 17-page document.
I know. A lot of it's just garbage at the bottom. Yeah. Okay, why don't we get through some of this?
Okay, but the not garbage is like 9 pages.
Mexico approves a law against right to repair. This was posted by Fabian Launer on the forum, and the source is from El Universal. So
circumvention of technological protection measures or digital padlocks will now be criminalized without exceptions.
That's crazy. This is in spite of the fact that exceptions exist in the US and Canada and are permitted by the United States, Mexico, Canada agreement. Nobody's ever going to call it this, or NAFTA 2. Penalties range from fines of up to $75,000 US and up to 6 years in prison for bypassing a digital padlock to, get this, inspect, repair, maintain, modify a device, vehicle, or technological device. And circumventing a digital padlock to exercise the rights to freedom of expression is also forbidden by the law. This is crazy. Not only does this just sort of criminalize tinkering and learning in some cases, it also makes the problem of e-waste worse because you can't circumvent. So if some company decides to create like a totally unnecessary lock on their device that makes it so you can never fix it, then it just ends up in a bin instead of fixed and still in use. Like, that's madness.
I wonder how many businesses they just shut down and how many honest workers they just unemployed.
It's crazy.
Because every like cell phone repair shop is just gone.
La Red en Defensa de los Derechos Digitales. I'm sorry, my Spanish? Mexican? What language do they speak there? Spanish. My Spanish is bad. Released a statement on July 1st where it warns that in a hasty and...
For that whole topic about deleting your whole video.
Yeah, I know, right? They warn that in a hasty and undisputed way, the Chamber of Senators and Deputies approved various reforms to the LFDA and the Federal Criminal Code derived of the implementation of the treaty between Mexico, United States, and Canada that violate the Constitution, are contrary to international human rights standards, and seriously violate the fundamental rights of millions of technology users in Mexico. I agree. Well said.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I pronounced your organization wrong and had a brain gas moment there where I forgot what language they speak in your country. So I'm a moron, and you can hate me and cancel me, but it's going to be friendly fire because I'm on your side. This is terrible and they need to fix this.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. In other news,
I don't think there's a ton else to say there. It just sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks in every way.
Like there's good people fighting against it.
In other news, Thunderbolt 4. It's Hooray. Thunderbolt 3, but now plus one.
Nice.
Basically, Thunderbolt 4 is still 40 gigabit per second, but the only difference is that you're no longer allowed to use just two PCI Express lanes instead of four. So you will definitely have 32 gigabit per second instead of 16 gigabit per second. You definitely have to support up to however many watts of charging instead of being allowed to like not have that. And you have to have support to prevent, or you have to have a defense against direct memory access attacks that have recently become a point of failure for Thunderbolt security. And yep. Okay. So basically it's Intel turning Thunderbolt into more of a certification of USB 4. And less of an actual different technology, which is something that we were expecting since Intel opened up the Thunderbolt standard.
Yeah.
In other Thunderbolt news, Apple has promised to continue to support Thunderbolt on its new ARM Macs, in spite of the fact that this technology was developed as a joint project between Apple and Intel. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. Sony buys a $250 million stake in Epic Games. So this is interesting, because on the one hand... I was unfair in my mocking of Tim Sweeney, kind of accusing him of shilling for the PlayStation 5 for money from Sony. On the other hand, Sony just gave Epic Games $250 million for a 1.4% stake in the company, and there was a big announcement today about their strategic cooperation going forward.
Probably just leave it there.
Yeah, it's probably best. The biggest thing I was wrong about was not doing my due diligence on the very cool technology in the PlayStation 5 before saying that it seemed like Sony was paying money for good things to be said about them. And also just generally just talking smack without fully understanding the issue. So I'll say that I was wrong about that. But Sony just bought $250 million worth of Epic Games. So that happened. And $250 million don't happen overnight. So there is absolutely no way on this green earth that those statements about the PS5 were not made knowing that something like this might happen.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat.
I feel like you handled that well.
Thank you. Are you sure?
I think so.
Are you cutting me off now? Because I should probably stop talking now.
Yes, I think we should move on. I think you did good though.
Thanks, bro.
No problem.
Rumor: could Apple also ditch AMD? This comes from Tech Radar, and the rumor comes from the Longhorn Twitter account, which shows a table that seems to suggest that future Macs, here we go, ba-doop, Apple Silicon Mac, so we got Apple GPU, Okay. Intel-based Mac, Intel, NVIDIA, and AMD GPU. Wait, what NVIDIA? Oh, I mean, I guess at some point or another, not recently. Yeah, so it looks like Apple Silicon Macs are not going to have AMD GPUs because they're going to have Apple GPUs. So how about that? Contains an Apple design GPU. Yeah, so during a WWDC session, Apple implied that future development will take place on Apple design GPUs and focused on the shift in tools and APIs that will enable high performance on those GPUs. That's pretty much all I have to say about that too. Alienware made an ultra-wide monitor back in 2008. This thing is actually pretty trippy. So this was a post on Reddit showing this crazy ultra-wide monitor. I actually think I remember reading about this. What's really bizarre is that
I definitely remember this. Yeah.
Even though it's the size of a CRT, it's actually not a CRT. It is four DLP projectors in portrait mode, which is freaking awesome. And also explains why it's so dim. Apparently, it had 0.02 millisecond response times, though. And, 900 vertical resolution. So what even was the horizontal resolution of these things?
Oh, 2280.
Screen sharing, so you can see my calculator. 2280 divided by 4. Like, what is that even? 2280 divided by 570. What kind of projector is a 900 by 570 resolution? That's pretty trippy. No price was given, and press at the time stressed that it was a prototype, but that it could have debuted in the second half of 08. It appears to be nearly identical to an NEC display. Check this thing out. Ba-dump! This is from Engadget way back in the day. And the OEM for this thing was apparently a company called Ostendo Technologies, who today appear to be designing and manufacturing quantum photonic imagers. So these are ridiculously tiny displays that use stacked multicolored pixels with spacing between 5 and 10 micrometers, compared to about 100 micrometers for a 22-inch 4K display, and response times as low as sub-5 nanoseconds. Ostendo supposedly sold these ultra-wides at least from August through November 2009 at $6,500 a piece. Okay, if anyone out there has one, I will commit to you, I will buy it from you for $10,000 if it works so that I can make a video about it. So we're pretty easy to get in touch with. Let me know if you have a working one, 10 grand. And I understand that I'm going to have to pay extra for shipping because that thing looks flippin' huge. Flipping huge.
Wow, that would be a very cool video. You get the high speed camera and stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like playing Crysis 1, like you know, in style.
Absolutely.
Half-Life 3 confirmed to be dead. Jeff Keighley's go ahead.
It's already been confirmed to be dead like 4 times, but now it's like super confirmed to be dead.
Jeff Keighley's The Final Hours of Half-Life Alyx is a making of interactive storybook that, among other things, has revealed a swath of games developed and shelved by Valve between the release of Half-Life 2 Episode 2 and Half-Life Alyx. I read a really good summary of it today that was probably too spoilery because now I kind of feel like I don't have to pay the $10. But I'll probably do it anyway, just because this was a lot of work and is the kind of work that I'd love to support. Go ahead.
I love these types of things. Absolutely love them. I bought it already. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to. Another one that was super great that I don't remember the name of was the indie game documentary that was on Steam a while ago. Mm. If anyone here is interested, it's very good.
So some highlights include Half-Life 3, created in the Source 2 engine and drawing some gameplay inspiration from Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead 3, an open-world game set in Morocco, potentially featuring hundreds of zombies at a time. It was deemed unworkable because of the unfinished Source 2. Ardy, a lighthearted voxel-based game that allowed for open-ended destruction and creation in the vein of Minecraft. Borealis, a Half-Life VR project that would have been set on a time-traveling ship that was mentioned in Half-Life 2, skipping between the Half-Life series 7-Hour War. Hot Dog, Another new take on Left 4 Dead. That's a code name that was purposely codenamed so people on the internet wouldn't know it was a Left 4 Dead game. No details were revealed. And Vader, Valve's first internal attempt to create a VR headset. It was apparently designed without compromise, but was scrapped when it became clear that it was too ambitious. The team estimates it would have cost $5,000 per unit if released.
I remember when there was leaks about Vader. That was actually a pretty fun time. But yeah.
You know, with how much people do spend on VR, I wonder if $5,000 would have actually been too much. I mean, it depends how much better it was. Like, I don't know what compromises they did make for the Index.
Yeah. I don't know. They definitely would have sold some because the enthusiast community, especially at that time, was so small. Like VR, especially post-COVID, VR is doing super well, which is really cool. But very, very happy to see it. But at that time, the community was so small that they might have actually like done somewhat okay. Like there was a decent amount of people that would have just bought it regardless.
In other cool news, the work from home craze right now has caused a spike in PC demand in the US that has PCs at 2009 levels of demand. So that's like good, I guess. Initially, PC shipments fell 9.8% in the year's first quarter following disruptions in the supply chain in Asia. But HP is leading the pack with a quarter of the market, and they're apparently up 11.2% year over year. Crazy. PC shipments as a whole, not HP specifically necessarily. Although with them in the lead with a quarter of the market, they're probably up as well. That's pretty much everything that I think is super interesting from the doc today.
I think so. Japanese convenience stores will use VR-controlled robots to stack shelves. I'm just waiting till
it's going
to
happen.
Some whiz kid comes up with a program that's able to automate this and then applies for every single job for controlling these VR robots and then just runs like a little server farm and just has like 40 minimum wage jobs at the same time.
Oh, man, it's a matter of time because we've talked we've talked on WAN Show about people who like basically hadn't been to work for literally years and were still collecting salaries because they just automated their jobs, right?
There's the two. There's one where they automated their jobs.
Yeah.
And there's one where they literally just outsourced their work. Both of those have actually happened like multiple times.
That's great.
There's one guy that like I read a thing from him where like he got multiple promotions and he started like heading a department and was like a very big deal in the company but refused to work on location. He would come in for like corporate events and like parties or whatever, but he refused to like work with people on location, and it's because he had a company in like a company worth of people in India backing him. He would just forward everything that they assigned to him at work. He would just forward it all over. He did nothing.
Wow.
And just everything was done super quickly. It was done very well. The code quality was good. Like they would review other people's code. Like everyone just thought he was this like absolute whiz. And he just was like, whatever. I just get paid like half as much as I would be paid. But my salary is insane. So it doesn't matter. I just don't do anything. Epic.
Unbelievable. I
what a weird world.
What a weird world where people like send money to people on the internet to read their comments. Mac DeBoer sent a super chat. Luke, when is the full Topher key switch review coming? Never, I would think.
I don't even know what he means.
I got the Real Force R2 and that fuck is fat.
Yeah. Sweet. I don't.
Joseph Tisch says, love the show.
That's cool though.
Robert Mail says, LTT Minecraft server just reset and updated to 1.16. Bunch of fun. Yes. That's true. I should go check it out. Christian says, I recently got a Gigabyte RX 5700 XT. I remember them having some sort of issue to flash the BIOS to get the promised performance. Yeah, unless it was a very early one, you shouldn't have that problem. Chaos the Bomb says, re-BMW features as a service. If your heated seat breaks, who's on the hook to fix it? I can see manufacturers trying to double dip here. Yeah, that was a topic last week. I hope I'm looking at the right super chats here, but...
He's probably talking about the new Mexican law. No right to repair?
Nope. No, it was too long ago. But that's okay. JD says, where's the video about the water-cooled chair? Summer is halfway through. Swamp butt is a thing. Okay, yes. We have not actually done it yet, but we definitely want to do that. Jason Shang says, never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Thanks, Jason. Tommy Gunn says, hey, Linus, when will you update Yvonne's PC? You upgraded yours 3 times in the last 6 months. And Luke, will you ever buy your dad a proper hammer that you actually get and give to him?
Maybe I should, just as like a troll joke this Christmas, just wrap up a hammer. Be like, yeah, cool, there you go. You definitely don't need this, but here's another hammer.
Hey, as a dad, I can say confidently that you can never have enough hammers.
I mean, we did our own roofing, so everyone needed one. And we like had help from family friends and my current roommate. So we have a lot of hammers.
Level Gaming says, no, don't delete the back catalog. Don't worry. It's all good. I just wanted to talk about that that topic. What else we got here? Hey, this is great. Robert Merdirks says, just got the 4 shirts, the Elemental shirts from the 4 for $50 deal. I was expecting to donate them because I'm so picky, but I just wanted to support you guys. Now they are in my rotation. Keep up the great merch. Water bottle is great too. Darn straight. Sween says, Linus, this may be the only chance I get to ask you. With all the satirical retirement comments and videos you've been making, is this something you actually are considering in the near future? So I made a video about my thoughts about it. It was called I've Been Thinking of Retiring Lately. And really, I, you know, in the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. I'm not going anywhere, but I needed to realign my reasons for doing this. You know, I got into the YouTube business as a business. I think a lot of people sort of dance around this, but I'm not. I started Linus Media Group Incorporated to make money. I started uploading in the first place because it was my job. I got a bonus at work for uploading YouTube videos. That doesn't mean that I'm not passionate about technology or whatever. It just means that, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm not a conventional early YouTuber in the sense where I just like really enjoy social media and just really wanted to upload videos of myself. And I was like passionate until I sold out because the money. I if you think about it in those terms, I guess I was sold out from day one, which is not selling out, because if my values were that I'm doing this to make money, then I'm anything but a sellout, because here I am still doing it all these years later. Except that nowadays I'm not finding that particularly motivating. So I just needed to find a new reason to do it. So I uploaded that video sort of talking about some of the soul searching I've been done. And it's worth a watch if you actually care about the answer to that question.
Dude, I'm thinking of retiring too.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, it could be the sequel. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
Okay,
because I was gonna say, it'd be good for you to tell me that like not on stream so we can talk it through. I thought you were like, I'm thinking of retiring too.
No. Sorry. Okay, that makes sense. But no, not even close. Got a significant amount more work to do before that starts to become a consideration. Oh god. But no, I think one thing that I really liked about that video, I think as like if I put myself in a viewer kind of position. You get a lot of content as a viewer of like the tech stuff and blah blah blah, but there's a lot of people that have been watching for what is for a lot of people very likely like half their lives at this point.
Wow, you got to get an old dig in there. Carry on.
I like how most other people would have seen that as just like deep, but like he knew. But like, yeah, I think getting those kind of insights and like what's going on in your head,
right,
is cool. And it doesn't always have to be like kind of in the pits a little bit like that one was.
Yeah, it was a bit of a downer.
But like the Honest Answers series, I think was cool for that reason as well.
You know what's funny is Marquez released a video the other day called Can You Trust MKBHD, which was basically Honest Answers, How Do Sponsored Videos Work? And I wrote that video over a year ago, and it was finished. It was actually fully edited, and Yvonne and Nick killed it because I didn't do a good enough job of explaining it in a way that came across properly. Like, they didn't want me to take out the information, because that's really important to me for Honest Answers series, is it has to be like honest answers. This is it. This is the straight goods. They just thought that some of them weren't explained very well and it was going to come across really bad. And I shelved it, meaning to kind of go back and tweak it and reshoot it. And then we just never did it. And now Marquez made that video and I'm like, oh, well, I guess now it's kind of tough for me to make the same video, but oh well. It happens all the time. Like, I had someone reach out to me about one of our recent videos going, holy crap, I can't believe you guys just released a video talking about your plan for that, because I like just sat down to start working on a similar project, and now when I release my video, people are gonna be like, copied Linus. I don't know. I just don't even care about that stuff anymore. Like, remember when we got accused of copying Jay because you put a network switch on a wall and like cable managed some stuff? Like,
that was one of my, I love Jay. I have, that man is fantastic. But that was one of the moments where, like, you know how you just feel it sometimes?
Yeah.
Where like the whole internet starts going after me / us for like copying his video. And he just goes like, what? No.
Like, A, I didn't invent this, and B, I'm not sure they even watch my channel.
Just stop, go away. And I was like, cool.
Thanks Jay.
So much. Yeah. I don't know. That was very cool.
All right, what else we got here? Mr. Temper Tantrum says, love all the LMG channels, don't go full cancel culture. But think about if you're being a role model for bullies or if your kids would be proud. That's a fair point. That's a fair point to make. What else we got? James Oldidge, this is not an ad. Honey just saved me $120 on Codecademy. Well, there you go. Rob P asks, any new channels coming to Flowplane? What a wonderful question. I love it when people pay me to have a meeting with you about that project.
Yeah. There was a thing that was hopefully going to get launched at a time that was very close to now, but was never announced to be launched at a time that is very close to now. So we're still fine. That will be launched very soon. And once that thing comes out, recruitment is going to be spinning back up. And I already have a lot of people that I'm ready to approach. And I think some people that are kind of ready to get going on the platform right away. But that thing is the expansion of the post feature. So we're going to be able to post multi-content posts. So we'll be able to have something that has video, text, pictures, audio, whatever, all in one post. You could have multiple attachments to one post and just the varying types of content. So now you'll be able to not just post videos, you could post text, picture, and audio. And that is going to have a fairly comprehensive overhaul to like the content management system and all this other kind of stuff. So onboarding someone right now would be kind of weird and uncomfortable. So we're in a slight pause, and then we're going to be going very much full steam ahead the second this thing launches.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perthekler says, an analysis of one of the major semen sellers with hundreds of horses on file shows an average price of $873 per dose, with the most expensive horse semen costing $6,500. Tom Cigars asks, Garth, I ask you again, where are the bodies buried? I need closure, man. What is even happening here in my... okay. Shoe 125, hi Linus, Luke, Flowplane works on the system I was using. I'm home again. Last week you talked about hacking BMW. Tuners have been hacking cars for years, and a simple toggle switch may activate the feature if you hardwire it. Much love. All right, thank you. I've got a couple non-super chat comments I wanted to reply to. Not good at this, like an hour and a half ago, asked, Linus, when is the 2MAD collab coming, bruv? We're still waiting on, I think, two parts. So as soon as those are in, I'm going to reach out to them, be like, hey, what's up? Please don't get me canceled when we're shooting this video. And we're going to get together, put on some PPE and build a computer. And Mayo Dunn says, got the LTT orange lanyard. And let me tell you, it's very good quality. That is something that makes me so mad about so much of the merch out there. Is, you know what the difference in cost is between a good quality lanyard and like a cheap crappy one? It's like a dollar. And so when someone's charging $10 or $15 or $20 for a lanyard or whatever their price is, I have no idea how much we have ours listed for. Let me find out. How much do we charge for the lanyard? $10. Okay. So if someone's charging whatever, like, what friggin' difference does it make if it costs $1 or $2 or $2 or $3? Like, at that point, you're making good enough margin on it. Just have it not suck. How hard is that? Turns out it's actually pretty hard because a lot of suppliers are not even capable of building anything decent. But yes, thank you for noticing. We just don't believe in garbage stuff on the store because it sucks and it's garbage. I hate producing stuff that's just going to end up in a landfill, like, immediately. It's so dumb. Like, literally manufacturing garbage is the worst. All right, that's it for me. Is there anything that you wanted to respond to?
I can't see them, so...
Neat. Well, that's pretty much it then. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, assuming we haven't been canceled by then.
Yeah.
Luke?
What's up?
I'm trying to sign off the show.
Oh, bye! Sorry, I thought you just clicked it. I thought we were already offline. It's gonna be an interesting ending.
Oh, man. Terrible.